Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All in all, when you reflected on the defensive performance against Notre Dame, what was good, what was bad that you saw from your group?
I thought our front handled pass game, run game really well. I really liked their responses throughout the whole game, all through four quarters, to be honest with you. I thought we fit things really tight. You know, for the most part, we kept our edges. I thought we built a wall really well in the run game. I felt good about our pass rush. So those were the positives. The negatives were, you know, we allowed too many big plays, you know, and, you know, some of the one-on-ones, you never accept it, you never want it, but it's part of doing business when you're playing a lot of man coverage, you know, but too many mistakes, right, to allow a team that we thought we had a good plan for to allow them out on some plays. So too much of that, you know, we had a third down series that we held at third down and we miss a tackle, we'll allow a touchdown, right? Those things that showed up in the game are things we really got to tighten up, and you wish we were beyond it, but we're not. It's continued improvement that's necessary. We just got to make sure the lessons that happen that weren't positive, they're learned and not repeated. And then the things that we did well that we continue to build on with confidence.
The two of them?
Yeah,
I mean, incredible throw.
I think the one down here going towards our stadium on our sideline, like he kind of looked back because he thought it was going to be back shoulder, and then it became an over-the-top ball, so he looked back into him, then he reversed his head back around. I don't think it was a bad thing. It's just putting his hands a little bit tighter together. The one on the other sideline, on their sideline, was an unbelievable throw and catch. I mean, and if he can just reach over with his left arm and try to work the near elbow to separate the hands, that's what he's got to do. But, like, that's – when you're in phase, you always got a plan for the great throw, great catch, and then what's the reaction, right? The bad throws are the bad throws, you know? So, I mean, he made one really good one. Actually, when we put him in a tough situation, there was a play he made on a long ball. There were two verticals coming. He kind of had them split because we didn't have a good reroute on one of them, and he leaned back and went up, and he almost picked the ball off. But, you know, we have confidence that he'll go make those plays this Saturday, and he needs to. But, you know, those are those two plays.
Yes, sir.
You know, we had one penalty that was not a discipline penalty. Like, it should never happen. But from the pass rush standpoint and our rush lanes, felt good about, you know. And I think discipline shows up in run fits a lot, you know, and there's technique, there's building the wall, there's trust with each other. So that stuff worked out well. But there's some pass fits, you know, that we've got to be better, you know. And, you know, whether it's how you taught it or how it got executed, at the end of the day, it didn't get done. So it's got to be done better.
Were you pleased with the physicality, especially because preseason doesn't allow you to fully see that until you actually play something?
Yeah, I mean, we had 13 missed tackles. Not to skip the physicality, but and two of them were on the first play. You know, the proudest one, though, like he missed tackle, but he gets back up, he makes it 20 yards down the field. And, you know, I told him, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it's got to be done hard. You know, and the effort showed up, the physicality showed up. You know, I showed him one play. They had a short yardage play on it coming out. We had 10 guys on the football. And Dennis Briggs was running to the ball. The 10 human beings on the ball. And those are the things that you keep telling them, but when you're able to show them, then they're able to apply it a little bit more. You know, you don't have to show the other teams now. You can show your team. And I think that builds some confidence in it.
On that long screen, I'm sorry, Chris, on the long screen.
Talking about the third down?
Yeah.
A great call.
It's just a great call against your blitz.
Or a bad call against a good call, whatever you want to say. Sure. So, listen. We're always going to try to be aggressive, right? And there's a line of word. A lot of things go into good calls, a lot of things go into bad calls, right? Like, what do they do in those down and distance in that place in the field? What do they do historically, right? Versus now there's momentum in the game, right? That whole thing goes into those calls. So we could have executed better, but at the end of the day, that's on me.
On that play, though, Deloach blitzes.
Yes, sir.
And then goes and makes the tackle. It's the same.
Showed that play today, Court. Like, we showed a missed tackle, get up, chase down. We showed 10 guys on a ball carrier. Be honest with you, two of the plays we showed this morning were two of our worst plays, execution-wise, right? But again, it was kind of how do you fix problems with great effort, great determination, and great finish. And, you know, listen, nobody was excited about after that play, especially me. But that play by Kalen, that's a defining play.
Is that something you didn't see maybe the most of last year? that's something you've been wanting to see, just kind of that effort.
Yeah, not the play, but the effort, for sure. No, I think, listen, football, most sports, even most professions, right? We all have success when we put the time in and the effort. There's no magic to all this. And to teach them in a pressure moment or a big play or a big game, like, just go back to playing hard. Like, don't make it complicated. Don't think, well, if I have to do this, like, play with an unbelievable mindset, a willingness to outwork your opponent and do that play after play. And I think that message is being given, but it's being received a little bit more right now for whatever reason. Yeah, I mean, we had two on the first play, two open fields that missed. But, you know, I thought Sidney Williams showed up from a tackling standpoint. You know, there are some tackles that we get them on the ground. I've heard some people say there are no ugly tackles. I disagree. There are ugly tackles. There are things technically we got to get fixed that all of a sudden when you put that, listen, the back's a really good player. I mean, people miss him a lot. He's physical. He's quick. And but just our ability to wrap up in space needs to be better as opposed to just knocking ball carries down. So we're working on it. We addressed it today. We'll continue to work on those fundamentals.
Were you pleased with how they came out today and worked the defensive mentality that you guys gave you?
Yeah, I thought we went out. You know, Tuesdays have to be a certain way around here, and I thought today was a good Tuesday.
You've got an opponent coming up this week. Can you look ahead a little bit to that opponent? What is it that you need to defend with them?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a quarterback that's, I think, about to break the school record in passing in that school. And that school's had a proud tradition of 1AA football. You know, so, you know, the quarterback's a really good football player. I mean, that's a well-coached team. I mean, they're one of the best FCS teams in the country. You know, so they've got pride. They know how to win. So right now we've got to make sure we clean up the things that we had mistakes were. But we definitely, we've put our focus to Jacksonville State.
Showing what they've shown this offseason, the growth they've made.
Yeah, so you're asking about the transfers or those other
no,
guys?
No, about the younger guys.
The younger guys.
Yeah.
So like Kalen?
Yes.
I mean, Kalen DeLoach, you know, he's somebody that we think has the skill at linebacker that we look for, right? We think he can cover. We think he can blitz. We think he can fit the run. You know, he had a good, solid game. You know, we really liked the way Kalen came. You know, Quayshawn made back-to-back plays. You know, and you want to see these guys have success. And so that was good to see. But, you know, we're still playing a good amount of players right now. You know, in the back end, like to start to set in a rotation a little bit sooner than we did. But sometimes it's out of necessity. You know, so we'll keep rolling the guys we need to roll. But really want to start to define some more roles back there as good as we can.
All right, y'all good?
Thanks, guys.
See you now.